Hey guys, if you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. Every review helps us out, so don't be afraid to leave us a 5-star review. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for Across America, episode number 28. I'm your host, as always, Jack Austin, and with me, most of the time, is Robert Lamb.
Good day.
Now, Robert, I've been told that you've walked across the country. Care to elaborate?
No.
Oh.
Can we wrap this up?
That'll do it for episode 28. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. I have been your host, Jack Austin, and with me, as always, is Robert Lamb.
Good day.
Thank you so much, and have a pleasant existence.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, we should probably elaborate a little bit longer, though.
Yeah, probably.
How long? We usually do like 20 to 30-minute episodes.
That's
what,
right.
What did that round up to? Like,
that was rounding up right at about 38 seconds.
Okay. So we still got a little bit longer to talk. That's close, though. That was good.
Last we left you were trying on women's underwear in a trucking stop, is that correct? And the gentlemen were all calling you Francine, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's a good name, right?
Continue.
Okay, so that's not true. We left off at Chimney Rock, I think. Right. I'm looking, I'm on Google Maps right now.
Which Chimney Rock did we end up on?
Jack, you know which one.
The good one?
The one in Nebraska.
Not the one in North Carolina?
No. Not that one. You know that. I know that. We all know that. I'm trying to look up, because there's a lot of different highways. This isn't the inner. I wasn't on the interstate at this point. Like, Chimney Rock is off of, I think, I'm looking it up right now. Whatever road this is, 26. I went through, like, a lot of small towns, like, in Nebraska, and they all kind of blended together. Because it's all surrounded by, like, farmland and stuff. And obviously there's a lot of cornfields and nothingness. But, you know, I don't know. So I'm trying to think. Like, when I got through what? As I make
when
fun
you
of that
think
state.
Of, when you think of empty nothingness, I just think of the vacuum of space. And you're comparing Nebraska to Nebraska's. Nebraska's practically a black hole.
I mean, I feel bad when I'm talking about these states because I'm very, like, superficial and, like, talking about just, like, the landscapes.
All there is corn and clouds.
I mean, technically, for a long portion of Nebraska, there was. I will say that Nebraska, out of all the states I walked through, was probably my least favorite, but only because I was walking through it in the dead of summer. And it was, like, the hottest. And there were no trees.
Legitimate question. Did you eat any of the corn?
No. I thought about like, picking one up. But I was like, nah. I don't know.
Right. You don't want them to happen.
Pesticides and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Don't want to waste my water rinsing off
corn.
Yeah, yeah. Although there was always corn, like, on the side of the road. Like, I know I've talked about, like, Montana had needles and stuff while Nebraska had corn. It was just corn on the side of the road.
Yeah.
In fact, like, when I was walking through, and I think this was past Bridgeport, yeah, it was on Highway 26, and then I jumped over onto I-80, and I-80 goes all the way through Nebraska, like, straight, kind of, like, horizontal with the borders, just goes straight through towards the East Coast. So I was like, all right, I'll follow 80 all the way, and there's some highways and, like,
byways.
They call them, like, frontage roads. That, like, follow the interstates and stuff. So I walked along those. But, dude, it was hot. It was hot. It was, like, 101 degrees some days. And I'm, like... And I was glad I had the cart. And it wasn't even for the big tub, the 6-gallon tub that I could fill with water. Because usually I only filled it with, like, 2 gallons. So it wasn't, like, that heavy and stuff.
Yeah.
But then I would buy, like, a bunch of Gatorades every time I hit, like, a gas station. And I remember at one point... There was, like, a week where I wasn't hitting anything, and I bought a bunch of Gatorades, but then, like, there's no motels or hotels or anything to stay at or campsites, so I just had to sleep on the side of the road, and I was just, like, sweating, and I wanted to wash my clothes, and I would just, like, I'd go through like one Gatorade in just like a sitting, just sit there and like chug it. And I'm like, oh my God, this sucks. And then it got so bad. And I think I talked about this before, but my clothes were like hard just from sweat. And like, it was like, I felt the most disgusting I've ever felt in my life was like on that stretch of like the interstate, just, I don't know, wearing a hard t-shirt and gym shorts. And I was trying to put on sunblock, but I kind of just gave up on it after
a while.
And
just sat there and burned?
Yeah. I was just like, just take me, son. just burn me to a crisp right now.
Why didn't you... never mind. I guess you would have never thought that.
What?
You'd be like, well, I mean, Nebraska's going to be hot as the devil's armpit.
Well, I figure like it probably would have been hot anywhere in like the Midwest and stuff like that during the summer. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, 101 degrees. There's just no... It was hard to find a tree. I mean, it was like all cornfields for large sections. And I was like, oh my God, I can't even get under shade. Like,
yeah.
It's just deal with the heat.
And you have a baseball cap, so it's not really, that's some minimal coverage.
Although that is also why my lower face was super red and my upper face was still very pale white.
Yeah.
Like my eyes.
You didn't have
that sunglasses.
Beard you got going on?
Yeah, it wasn't as thick as this. Like I always tried to shave and stuff, but I still would grow a beard, but it would still be like red. Like,
yeah.
I mean, when I shaved, I guess it was a little bit whiter. I'm pretty white.
Hot.
I know. There was one moment when I was on that stretch, though, that like some lady pulled to the side of the road and she was like, oh, I saw you walking and I just went grocery shopping and stuff. She's like, what are you doing? I told her I was like walking across the country and she's like, oh, well, let me give you some food. Like, I just went grocery shopping, so I got plenty of food. I'm like, hey, that's up to you. She gave me, like, it was, like, a random assortment of things. She's like, I don't know. I can't give you anything that spoils. I'm like, yeah, don't give me, like, cheese or something.
She's got some sardines and yeah. Lemons. Oh, my God. And,
dude, I was like, well, whatever you have, like, glad to take, but you don't have to give me anything. And she's like, all right, well, what about, here, take some soda. Like, she had some sodas. And then
which
she's like,
you shouldn't be drinking.
I know.
On the road.
She gave me soda, and she gave me cherries.
Nice.
And then she gave me, it was like just a bunch of, like, peanuts or something like that. It was like a few random things.
No, that
things.
Is very good for you.
Peanuts?
Yeah. Because
peanuts.
It's got good fat. And
It's
got good fat and it's high in salt content. That's the stuff they say that if you're not going to eat for a while, eat the really fatty, you know, proteins, stuff like that.
Well,
like,
I used to eat a lot of peanut butter on the walk when I was on there.
When I used to watch this show called Special Ops Mission, and they had a guy on there named Will Willis. And it's an amazing show if you ever get to watch it. They basically put him in difficult situations as an operator, and he's supposed to go in there and you know, complete his tasks and all that kind of stuff. And there's one where he actually eats and he breaks it open, and all they really have to eat out there on a mission is a little it looks like space, you know, like astronaut food. You open it up and it's all butter and rice. And he's like, this is the stuff that if you eat it, it'll fuel you for hours. Mm-hmm. So stuff like that, like a salty peanut and things like that, you know, that's a good way to go.
Well,
so that was a good choice.
And that's why, like, I also always tried to buy like Clif Bars, because Clif Bars are supposed to give you like a little bit of energy and stuff like that. And they have like, you know.
They're thick too.
Yeah. So like, and they kind of fill you up. So I would get those. And then, but peanut butter, yeah. I would just make peanut butter and bread sandwiches. Like I'd get a loaf of bread and then just make a peanut butter sandwich at night and stuff like that, or like during for lunch and stuff like that. Yeah, any of that kind of stuff was good. I mean, I liked, you know, even the cherries, just because I hadn't had cherries in a while. I was like, sure. It was hard to like, I couldn't keep fruit that long. Every once in a while I'd buy like a banana or something like that when I was in a town and they had some. But most of the time I was just eating either gas station food or like trail mix and protein bars and stuff, which they
it's
just get boring
enough.
After a while.
It's never enough.
I know. Although I will say that as much as I shouldn't, like, I don't even drink soda that much, but when I was on that walk, dude, like, I was drinking soda, like, whenever I could. Well, I had, like, that sugar. I just wanted, like, sugar to, like, fuel me or something like that.
That's true, too, though.
But I've never had, like, a craving for soda before. And then when I was on the walk, I was like, dude, like, every time I saw McDonald's,
sugar.
I was like, I want Dr. Pepper. I'm going to try Mountain Dew. I'm going to get this one. I'm like, what is wrong with me?
You're like Will Ferrell when he's making spaghetti and he's putting all the candy and syrup in it.
Well, I remember reading the guy who walked across the country, like, one of his blogs or whatever, and he said that he also had the thing where he was like, I never was a soda drinker. And then I walked across the country. He's like, for some reason, like, I was craving soda. And I don't know if it was because I was out all day in the heat and I just needed sugar to keep me going or something like that. Or it was like, I don't know what it was, but he's like, there's something about it that, like, I had a craving
maybe
for it.
Maybe it's the caffeine.
I mean,
your body craves the caffeine because, I mean, obviously you're exerting yourself all day long.
Yeah.
So your body probably naturally thinks, I need to be awake and energetic and alert. So
right.
Let's pump us full of caffeine. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, that might be it too. Because it was weird. I've never craved soda like that ever.
Yeah.
But I do want to say also when I was on, there was like one stretch where it was all farmland and it was hard to find like a camping spot because I knew I was just going to have to camp out in the open or like in a cornfield. And I was always scared, like, ridiculously so, that, like, you know, one morning just get one of those like trucks coming through, just like like, yeah, whatever they're called, where they like pick up the
tractors.
Corn. Yeah, I mean, but what's, isn't it like an actual term?
It's a tractor.
It's just a tractor. I thought they actually had like a colt. It was like,
is it a plow?
I don't know.
They're plowing the field.
We'll just say a tractor.
Tractor.
But like, it's got like that spinning blade and stuff. I was like, yeah, I just don't want to wake up to like getting chopped into.
Sorry, I happened to start clicking around.
Yeah.
Did it happen?
There you go. He found the sound
effect.
That
was awesome. Thanks a lot, guys. I'm here all week.
Yep.
I didn't do that one.
You didn't do that.
It's got a mind of its own.
I don't believe you.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah. No, that was like, now we're going to have to add cheers at the end of every, like, story.
That's right. Great job, Robert.
You didn't play. Oh, that's creepy.
That's like a pre-recorded tickle fight between Rob and myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to quit messing with the sound effects.
Yeah. On GarageBand. We still use GarageBand to record all these.
That's right. Sounds great, too.
As you just
like
popped
crazy.
The mic.
Good Lord. Yeah, I think
we're
my
professionals.
Level's finally picked up.
Episode 28, and
episode
we're still
28,
figuring things out.
We just found out the
sound effects and how
sound
to...
Sound effects. All right.
Now that Jack's done playing with the sound effects, they don't even pick up on
they
the...
don't even pick up. I wonder if you do have to drop them in.
Yeah, I think you have to drop them into the actual track later on.
Yeah. That's interesting. They're all 2 seconds, 3 seconds. Lobby conversation, 1 minute and 2 seconds.
Well, a lot of these we used to use for the audio dramas that we do, and
yeah.
then we eventually found out that
tell
there's
the
more.
Kids a little bit more about the audio dramas, Rob.
That's
here
true.
On episode 28.
I know, right? I think somebody complained about that one time, but oh well.
Yeah, that
actually,
we weren't... What were they complaining about? That we weren't staying with the story?
The topic, yeah. The story. My
like,
walk.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
although...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although, and that's not to... I'm not talking about my friend who complained. This was somebody else. But I guess we get a lot of complaints for this podcast. But yeah, so I do want to mention that story is on episode 10, just released today. So it's doing really well, and it's just a story about my walk, and I know we talked about it before and stuff like that, but it's doing really well. So definitely check that out.
People
like
that
this.
One, apparently.
Yeah. So if you like this story and you want to hear my true story dramatized a little bit, then go check out
Starring
Story.
Starring me.
Starring Jack as basically me, but named John.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I don't know.
I wanted him to name me Frankie so we could do a Frankie and the Biz, and the people walking with me would be the Biz. Didn't work out.
Yeah, I just figured John was a little bit easier.
Yeah, no, and it's actually not stupid. So.
And yeah, and I don't like biz as a term or anything.
I don't like biz ever.
So I do want to also mention that like when I was like walking, I think I was still before Bridgeport actually at this time, there was... I'm assuming because of all the crops and stuff, there were a lot of grasshoppers.
Yeah.
And
did you eat any?
No, gross. But no, I never had to worry about food. So I never had to worry about like digging through bear poop for berries or whatever. You know what I mean? Like I didn't have to really scrounge. It wasn't like a super survival Bear Grylls type situation.
Right.
It was just me trying to find a gas station to buy more candy bars. But there was a lot of grasshoppers. I remember like one stretch, there was like just thousands of them on the road, and there's not a lot of cars.
How nice are these little stores that you're stopping in?
What do you mean?
How nice are they?
They're just old.
I mean, you know, we've got Wawa around here.
No, it's not a Wawa.
It's like gas. Really
dude,
nice
I told
stuff.
You they had expired Gatorade. Okay,
that's the point I'm getting
to. It's like
to.
The first one. First one is expired.
That's the point I'm getting to. Like, yeah. You've been on this walk 30 miles in the day. You yep. show up in the middle of nothing, and there's just this oasis Wawa or racetrack.
Yeah.
With all brand new stuff, and you're like, who comes in here?
Yeah, right.
Am I missing it?
Dude, the little town stores and stuff like that, it's like, it's amazing. They have like five cans of like ravioli on like one whole shelf. I mean, it's like they don't have stuff.
Yeah.
They get shipments in.
We got some gourmet canned goods over there.
Yeah.
Like, sure, that's Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, that's the good stuff.
He's like, that's made from a real chef from Italy.
Italy. Dude, it was hard to find. I did buy like raviolis and stuff sometimes, but I didn't like because I had to carry the can and stuff. I don't litter. I don't litter, Jack. Okay?
I don't either. Believe it or not, even now.
Yeah, I never.
I will
like
pick up somebody's trash and throw it away and give them the nastiest
and throw them
look.
Throw it in their face.
Right. And if they go, man, I'm sorry, then I'll just, you know, kiss them and hug them a little bit.
Right. You forgive.
Yeah.
You forgive. But they still shouldn't do it.
Right. But when I'm done, I give them a little spank, let them know I still mean business.
Well, that's why, like, one lady one time dropped off, like, she is like, I saw you walking all day today, and I just finished making dinner for my family, and I decided we had some leftovers, so here you go. And she like drove and to the side of the road and brought me like it was, you know, a bunch of stuff in like Tupperware.
Yeah.
And I like sat down, like some of it was like watermelon and stuff, but I was like, I can't. How am I going to give you this Tupperware back? Do you want it? She's like, no, just do what you will with it. Like that's fine, but she's like, don't worry about it. So I was like, okay. So then I just had Tupperware on me for a little while. But, like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to throw it to the side of the road. That's rude. She just gave me food.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say about the grasshoppers, though, is there were, like, thousands of them on the road, and there were no cars, like, driving through to, like, scare them off. So there's just so many of them.
So you had to fight your way through.
Pretty much, dude. Like, when I was rolling my cart through, they would just obviously start hopping out of the way and stuff. But it got to, like, so many of them that they started, like, pegging me in the face. Like, they were, like, bouncing off my chest.
That high?
They were a bunch. They're huge. They're, like, 3-4 inches, like, maybe even bigger. And they were, like, just bouncing everywhere. Like you would go through and you just see them start. It was like locusts in the Bible or something.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Dude, it was like they were like, and they were pegging me, like hitting me in the chest and the face. And I was like, this sucks.
I just imagine you walking through the huge amounts of grasshoppers going,
yeah. No, dude. They don't, like, those don't scare, like, I don't get grossed out by grasshoppers, but they would, like, land on me and be all over my body. I felt like the guy in The Mummy.
I have a friend who's bigger than me, whose wife is very, very, very tiny, and he is terrified of bugs, little bugs.
Oh, really?
So I just imagine somebody walking through that. Nope.
Yeah.
Sorry, taking another route.
The only bugs I can't deal with are, like, cockroaches. For some reason, like the palmetto bugs, like the big ones, I just hate how they look. And they're like, they don't know which way they're going. They flip out and then they also fly. Ugh, I hate that shit.
It's the, you know, this is a statistical fact with them and spiders that when you're killing them, you're only making their species smarter.
Yeah.
Because they say only the ones that are really idiotic are the ones that come out where you can see them and get killed. So they say every time you do that, you're keeping the...
Well, hey, they've been around since the dinosaur age, so it makes sense. But spiders don't bother me that much either. Like, they're not that bad. I don't like huge, like, banana spiders or whatever, or wolf spiders. But they don't scare me.
Yeah.
I've had them in my house before, and I've caught them and, like, let them outside and shit like that.
Yeah.
I didn't even kill them, yeah.
I catch them and let them go see Jesus.
I mean... I do that with cockroaches because I just can't handle. I don't know.
What do you catch and let go? Spiders?
Spiders, yeah.
Nope.
I like spiders. Spiders don't bother
me. Sorry, homeboy.
Dude, I used to have wolf spiders in here because, like, I'm in a garage apartment.
Yeah.
But when it was because it was a garage, I guess, before, there was, like, a bunch of wolf spiders when I first moved in here, even though we kind of, like, cleaned it up.
Right.
And they would be everywhere. They'd be in, like, my sink and stuff. And then eventually I was catching them. But the one time there was a huge one. And it ran behind my bookshelf, and I was going to try to get it and just kind of, like, I got a broom, and I was just going to shoo it out the front door. So I open the front door, and I go to do it, and right when I hit it with the broom, like, a bunch of baby spiders ran off of it. And I go, oh, I can't have this. So I got bug spray and just sprayed it, and I felt I felt bad.
I did.
Little baby spiders, but I killed them.
Tasty sweet death, spider baby.
I'm not going to have, like, 100 to 200 little baby spiders, wolf spiders in my house.
Yeah.
That's just too many. So, yeah.
I went to hit it, and all the children exploded off of it. You know, there were so many people out there that listened to this that probably were just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, dude.
They would have lost people their mind.
Oh, yeah. People always talk about, like, moving if that ever happened in their house and stuff.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burned to the ground.
But you can't, like, when I was camping out on my walk and, like, sleeping on the side of the road and stuff, there's a lot of times where I'd be in the woods, and there's just, like, huge spiders, like, in the trees and stuff, and, like, huge webs. I'm trying to avoid them. And there's some spots where I'm, like, walking. I remember being with Tony one time, not to backtrack a bunch, but, like, when we were in Montana, there's, like, one spot where we were trying to camp, and when we would step on the grass, like, because the grass was all, like, matted down. Mm-hmm. It was, like, kind of dried.
Yeah.
And when we step on it, like, a bunch of spiders would just be running out, like, everywhere. Like, just thousands of them. So we're like, yeah, we're not camping here.
Yeah.
I mean, again, spiders don't bother me that much, but I don't want to wake up to, like,
there are some spots along the highway in Florida where it's like that. Like, you're talking about with grasshoppers and stuff like that, but with rattlesnakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, it was like that in Montana with all the rattlesnakes on the side of the road. Like, that was scary.
Yeah.
But, like, the grasshoppers, you know, they didn't bother me, but it was annoying because it actually got to the point where I had to, like, I had my sunglasses on, but I had to, like, sometimes close my eyes because they would just be, like, hitting my sunglasses or, like, hitting me in the face, and I'm, like, keeping my mouth shut because I don't want to, like, catch one in my mouth. So I'm, like keeping my face down and my nose. Like,
so at the next sporting goods store, I bought a tennis racket. And
yeah, just started playing.
No more problems.
Yeah.
Worked on my backhand.
Actually, one landed on my cart, and I just let it there, like, just left it. And for like over 5 miles, it just stayed on my cart, just on the top of it. I was like, all right, you're going to a new home, buddy.
Yeah.
New place, new people.
Somewhere they can't hurt you.
I'll take care of you, little grasshopper. And then I pet
5 miles later, he jumps off. No!
Yeah, I don't even remember when he jumped off. I
you're
just
like,
remember
Jiminy!
Him
yep. No!
I miss him. To this day.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for episode 28 of Across America. Thank you much for
ending
your subscription
on
and your patronage.
Jiminy Cricket reference. No, but actually, before we go, though, I do want to just plug, like, again, story, and don't hover over the stop recording.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, go to blogtalkradio.com/7lamb, SevenLamb.
Seven Lamb.
I've been releasing stuff, like, constantly. You're still recording for a bunch of stuff, but yeah, definitely story. Check that out. If you like this, you'll probably like that.
Check out the stuff.
And you'll see a lot of stuff that's similar that
more
made it into the story.
Like this.
Yeah.
No, it's really good. You'll like it. Promise.
Yeah. Promise.
If it's not good,
money back
you can
guarantee.
Collect that free hug. Yeah, money back guarantee.
Yeah, yeah, you'll get it's
every
a free podcast.
Every dime that you spent on the walk
you'll
will be
right
reimbursed
back.
To you.
Yeah. Sweet.
All right, guys. See ya.
This has been a 7 Lamb production.